This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to discuss a very interesting subject, which is on the Gemara in Yevamos Chaf Daled Amud Beis, regarding accepting Gerim, and it's a contemporary Shaila, where the Geros is suspect, where you suspect the reason they're converting is they're doing it for marriage, or they're doing it for some kind of ulterior motive. Probably most situations of Geros involve a situation where one partner is Jewish and the other one wants to get married. And they may have some interest in Judaism, but we know what the primary motivation is. And the Gemara was mdaik from the Mishnah that if someone is suspected of converting to marry someone, and then they convert, you can't marry them. But the Eved, it's a good marriage. But the Gemara says, certainly the Geros is good, and the Gemara had a stira, because the Gemara quoted a brisa that if somebody converts for marriage, or for wealth, or for power, Reb Nechemiah holds, it's not a good Geros. As Reb Nechemiah would say, someone who converted because of the pressure of the lions, or being coerced by a Baal HaChaloimos, or the Geros of Mordechai the Esther, it's not a Geros until you convert, like nowadays when we're not really that powerful and prestigious. So Gemara said that's not a problem, because Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel, the son of Marissa, said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like the opinion that they are Gerim. So that means the Maisa we paskin that if somebody converts for an ulterior motive, it is a good Geros. And the question is, why is it a good Geros? Why would that be? What's the rationale for that? Right? The Gemara says, Halacha kedivrei ha'imar kulam gerim him. So the Ritva says, Halacha kerebi kedivrei ha'imar kulam gerim. The Halacha is like the opinion that they're all gerim. Perush, the Gemara gemiralan. The Gemara says there's a tradition, the Rabbanon pligi al Rav Nechemiah, that the rabbis argue in Rav Nechemiah, v'stam asisik Rabbanon, and the stam mission is like the Rabbanon. Vrek the Ritva, v'hikshu b'tois, v's, the Balei HaToisus asks, kiven de gere arayos gerim hein Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, those who converted because of the lions, it is a good geros, lama amru, why do we say in Kedushin, shehem kegerim, according to the opinion that kusim are ger arayos, why do we say they're goyim? But the Rabbanon hold that it's a good geros, and we hold like the Rabbanon. So according to the Rabbanon, if somebody converts for ulterior motives, it's a good geros. Why does the Gemara there say that a ger arayos, the kutim are goyim? So says the Ritva, the Tirtzu, the Baal HaToisus answered, the Shani Hasam. There it's different. Shahakosav Oimer Aleim, the Pasuk says about them, V'yes Eloi Heyem Hoyu Oivdim. They worship their gods. Loimer to say, Shaloi Nizgairu Belev Shaloi Me'oilam. They never converted wholeheartedly ever. Deloi Kiblu Aleim. They didn't accept the O Mitzvahs. Uman Demachshar Hasim Sam Denizgairu Belev Sham. Ela Chazul Asuram. Bottom line is, even the Rabbanon who said that if you convert for ulterior motives, they still require you convert, believe Shalem, and really accept the Torah. You might have a motive, but you have to really accept the Torah. As opposed to the Geri Arayos, who aside from having a motive, they never, because of that motive, accepted wholeheartedly. Aval Hadahacha, but here, in our Gemara, where we say if you convert for ulterior motives, it is a good Geros. Kivan dinis gairu, once they convert, v'kiblu aleim, and they accept the yoke of mitzvahs, chazokahu. There is a presumption, the agav unsayu gamru v'kiblu. Because they were coerced, they made up their mind and they accepted the Torah wholeheartedly. So even though they're only doing it because of marriage, because of lions, because of Baal Chaloimos, Geirus Hu'alibu D'Rabbanan. So the Ritva seems to be establishing a lamdas, that the reason why if you convert for ulterior motives, it's a good Geirus, is at the end of the day, you're standing in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin's forcing you, or a lion is forcing you, or They're saying you can't marry this guy unless you convert, and you say, I'm going to keep the mitzvahs. So you're basically, yes, you're being forced into it, and you're being forced into it for ulterior motives, but you do accept wholeheartedly to do what they tell you. And therefore, it's a good geiros. As opposed to a situation in Kedushin by the Kutim, where they didn't even accept wholeheartedly. Not only was there an ulterior motive, but they never accepted wholeheartedly. That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. Now, there's a Hagois Maimonis. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos? Sahuda asal kamei dehillel v'amar gairani amnasha eya kohen gadol. He says, convert me on condition that I should be the kohen gadol. Convert me on condition that I should be the next president of the United States. Right? So, we know it's not happening. It's the guy wasn't even Jewish. He can't be the Kohen Gadol. He can't even be a Kohen. So what do we see from there? There he converted for ulterior motives. And how could that be a good Geiros? Isn't that not a full acceptance? Alma lehed yomina Torah. Okay. Hillel was assured that ultimately he would act for the sake of heaven. Convert me on condition I can marry your prize student. You have to say there also Rebbe was able to do it because he was assured that ultimately she would do l'shem shamayim. Alma lehedim in haTorah. From these okimtas, we see shetzarch liyos batuach shesoif yiel l'shem shamayim. Meaning, even though someone may convert for ulterior motives, but we can only render it a good geras if we're assured that ultimately they'll do l'shem shamayim. V'afagav de pasak l'sham halacha kulam gerim gemurim. We pask him if you convert for ulterior motives, it's a good geras. It means it's a good geiros later on, that is when we see later on that they straighten their path, even though in the beginning they do it for marriage. So now the Hagois Maimonides is saying, if in the beginning we suspect they're only doing it for ulterior motives, when we say it's a good geiros, it's only a good geiros later on when we confirm that they are accepting it now, later, l'shem shamayim. That's what it means, it's a good geiros. It's a good geiros, but we're not going to give it the stamp of approval until we could confirm that they're going to ultimately accept l'shem shamayim. But the Gemara asks, Ihachi l'charchila nami. The Gemara says you should be able to marry her l'charchila, but if we're saying that really, we cannot confirm it's a good geiros until later on, then how are you allowed to marry l'charchila? Maybe ultimately it will not be l'shem shemayim. V'hoda parchi hachi l'charchila nami roi tzulamer kisha miskavnin gamkin l'shem shemayim. The way I would have explained that to mean when we know from the beginning that their kavan is l'shem shemayim, but on the side he explains, no, l'charchila means later on, when we confirm that they're acting properly, then you could marry them, l'chadchila. That's what it means. Okay. The bottom line is, we paskin that if someone converts for ulterior motive, it's a good geiros. However, that is only if The reasoning of that is because we assume since they're being forced to convert and they're being forced to go through a process and they're accepting it upon themselves, there's a chazaka that because they're being forced, they will do so wholeheartedly. That is what the Ritva says. Since they're being forced and they're being coerced and they're joining the Jewish people, then it must be they're really committing, even though that wasn't their motivation. The Hagois Maimonides says we do need to be able to confirm at a later point that they're now embracing it l'shem shamayim. However, the Pais can bring up a very interesting point, that this no longer applies with Zman Hazeh. Because the whole Svara of the Ritva is that if they're leaving Echvest, Lebanon, Syria, and now they're leaving Jordan, and they're coming to the powerful Jewish empire in Israel with a Jewish monarch, and Shoiftim and Shoitrim and Malkus and Kar and Mizas Bezdin, and they're accepting to be a Jew, and they know that we're powerful, they must, they're a chazaka agav unse kiblu alayu. But nowadays you could become a Jew, and there's no pressure. You could still talk by Chazar Sashatz. Nobody's going to enforce it, right? You could still bring your phones in and fool around in the shul. You could still, you could do whatever you want. There's no, Kaya, nobody has any power. So you could convert and not observe the Torah. There's no kayach anymore. Ah, nowadays, if somebody converts, Shalom L'shem Shemayim, I'm joking, you know, you could convert and you could drive to shul. Or you could convert and, I just read about a story about someone who took a job as a, I believe it was a conservative rabbi, and he wanted to bring in the citron and the willow for sukkos. And he was outvoted. The board did not allow him to bring in the dalad minim on sukkos. They said, we haven't done this for decades. We're not going to break the tradition. Okay? This is what I read. I read this in a book by Rabbi Beryl Wein. I tracked down some out-of-print book that somebody wrote about him. So Rabbi Wein says he got the following request, that in the minog conservative, I don't remember, I think it was conservative, is they only take the dalad minim on the first day of Sukkos. Yeah? They don't even take it after that. But that year, the first day of Sukkos came out on Shabbos. You hear the Shaila? So this rabbi who was going to go against the board, he wanted to know, since conservative only takes the dalad minim on the first day of Sukkos, and the reason the Orthodox don't take it is because of Shabbos. But he said, but we conservative, we don't have Shabbos. So if we don't have Shabbos, we should be mechuyev to take the dalim. That was the shaila the conservative rabbi asked Rabbi Beryl Wein. Unbelievable. Anyway, what am I bringing out? I'm bringing out if somebody converts today, he has absolutely no agav unse duchgaler. You can't say the chazaka of the Ritva, that chazaka agav unse kiblu alay. What pressure is there? He has to observe? Why does he have to observe? So the Dvar Avram says,
well, let's say we see somebody observing.
Then ain't a chanami. Look, if, like this, if we know they had an ulterior motive, right? Is that a good geiros? So the Ritva says it is because of a chazaka. If we see taka somebody is embracing, so then anans, then we see for with our own eyes that it is that it's a good geiros. But what if they converted for ulterior motives and they're still suspect, and you know we cannot really confirm. We don't know really for sure what's going on in the privacy of their home, but we do know why they converted. So the question is whether this chazaka would still be shayach. So the Dvar Avram, who's the Kavna Rav, he says, Vizeh, look where my, what is this called, the arrow? What is it called? Vizeh, haya shayach rak bizmaneim.
Cursor.
The cursor, thank you. That this was only in their times, biyamim mikadem, in the olden days, the achshurei dare, where the generation is kosher. Mashen kin achshav, shigam yishazu, v'gam chila gado me'asviva, eino noigim biyados. She could convert, and a large percentage of her surroundings may not be noyeg in Yahados. Rabbi Wein was writing about how it used to be that certain sects in Judaism, they would order matzah, and now you have, they could order matzah and simultaneously order bacon in the same order. They could, he was writing about, he once went shopping, and there was a conservative couple, they were shopping for matzah and bacon at the same time. So what kind of pressure is there in America for a ger to abide by the geiros? They could attain their desires of marrying this guy without observing the law. So this chazaka is lav dafka still in effect. Okay, I just want to show you one tshuva from Ramosha. He wrote this in Russia. Tafresh Pei Tes, that's 1929, Luban, Russia. A ger It should say that Sha'anan Sadish Lo Kibo Mitzvah Avshama Fibsha Makaba. Let's say you have a ger that says, yes, I'm a geyer, and we know they're not doing it l'shem shamayim. And not only that, we know they're not accepting the mitzvahs on themselves. So in other words, we learned from the Ritva that if someone is megayer, even for an ulterior motive, it's good because there's a chazaka, which creates some kind of presumption and an ansadi. But what about somebody we know they're only doing it to get married and they're not accepting the mitzvahs upon themselves? So Rav Moshe sort of establishes for all time, a ger who does not accept the mitzvahs, is he a ger? He says he's converting, but we know he's not accepting the mitzvahs, regardless of what he says. Pasha rubar shein ger kla, he's not convert at all, af b'di'emed. V'chein hoira abba mari ha-goyin, zechazag levrach chayin mabah, halach l'maisa b'strabin, b'uvda kazu. My father already passed in this way, sheh. She'enoi ger klal, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. She'kabalas mitzvahs b'ger ma'akev k'dis v'yardeya. A ger accepting the mitzvahs is ma'akev b'dievah. V'afim amr b'pibsha makabel. Even though he may orally declare he's makabel. Im anan sadi she'enoi makabel olav v'emes, einoi klum. If we know, there's no way this ger is keeping Shabbos. He never learned the halachas, you know. He has membership to, he goes to every college football game on Saturday, and he has no plan on changing that. V'ger shemahani l'shem ishus, v'ger shemahani l'shem ishus b'di'evad, b'di'evad, if a ger converts for marriage, it's a good gerus, right? Our Gemara, we paskim kulam gerim him. That's Irish b'shvil ha'ishus kibul of mitzvahs be'emes. That's talking about if because of marriage he really accepted to be mekayim the mitzvahs. V'hu barur upash. That's obvious that if somebody converts for marriage, but that's only if that because they want to get married they were be'emes mekabel the mitzvahs. V'chol ze amar abba maria gomefers az kishara. My father said this all explicitly. I don't know the reason there are many rabbis, by the way, including today, this is a major issue, contemporary issue, of rabbanim who accept lip service of geros when it's pretty clear the person doesn't have any intention of being mekabel the mitzvahs, and they want to blame it on our Gemara, you know, that halacha, kedivrei ha'omer kulam geirim. Da'af Lididhu al kapanim eza teyelas he mevim bezel klal Yisrael. Even for them, what benefit are they bringing to the Jewish people? Shemekablim gam keilo. Devade lo nichale la kadosh baruch hu. God certainly is not pleased with people joining our nation if they don't have a genuine commitment to observe the law. Ola am Yisrael. What benefit is there to the Jewish people? Sheis arvu gerim keilo b'Yisrael. Dina pasha she'ein ze ger klal. It's obvious that this is not a geros whatsoever. Now, that's all. So it's just a very worthwhile yediyah of why we paskin that a ger who converts with ulterior motives is a ger. It's the svara of the Ritva, which is a chazaka that if they're being forced, they are makabel genuinely. According to Agos Maimoni, you do need to see that ultimately they are genuine about it. And the halacha that you can marry the chachila is only once you see they are genuine. And the chazak of the ritva may not apply anymore because there's no real pressure to abide by the law. But certainly if there's ever a circumstance where we know that there's not genuine kabbalah samitzvahs, despite what they say, the question is, I didn't put on the sheet. Let me see if I can just find it quickly.
Rabbi, what about a case of somebody that if they don't convert his quote unquote spouse, they don't convert, then he's going to go off the derech? I saw something that, which was very strange, that they would say, okay, fine, if the person's going to go off the derech.
What do you mean off the derech? They're not Jewish yet, right?
Well, they're not Jewish. I mean, well, not the Jewish side, the other partner. So let's say a man wants to marry this girl, she's a goy, she wants to convert, and she's not going to keep any mitzvot. But if not, this guy is going to go completely off. So we rather keep him on the derech instead of... I saw an opinion like that, which I was very fascinated by.
Really? I'm not familiar...
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay, let me just see. Yeah. Now, here's an interesting question, Rabbi Sai. The guy says he's a ger, but we know he's not mekabel the mitzvahs. Why is it not a good geiros? Why don't we say dvarim shabalev einam dvarim? Or in Reb Nechemya, who says somebody who converts for ulterior motives, it's not a good geiros, but he's saying, I want to convert l'shem shamayim. So the Achiezer says, regarding Reb Nechemya, it's sort of an umdina demuchach, that's why he's doing it. The Achiezer says in Simen Chavav, that if we know for sure someone's converting for marriage, it's like an umdina demuchach, that's what he's thinking. Okay, Rabbi Isai, let us, we're going to call it over here. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.